I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We have breaking Cowboys schedule news, but if you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. This is Ryan Fowler in Philadelphia.
Yep, NBC Sports Philly. Saying the rumor is the Cowboys will be playing the Eagles on Thanksgiving. So Philly at Dallas for Thanksgiving Day, which would be your typical 325. I don't know what network gets the Cowboys game this year, but that is Ryan Fowler of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And I consider that a pretty significant advantage, Cowboys. I don't know about you guys, but like when you get a team you're going to beat on Thanksgiving, it feels like a waste of that advantage. Give me my biggest rival on Thanksgiving at home where they're pissed off they got to be traveling on a holiday and they're on a short week, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cowboys are in that three-game in 15-day stretch or whatever it is. Is it three games in 11 days or whatever? But
3 games in 12 days, isn't it?
Something I think 12 sounds right.
Yeah, but Eagles on Thanksgiving, that makes it more fun.
It does. And no matter what the records are, right? That one's always going to be a big game.
What day is – I mean, what week is that for the season? Is it week
13, I want to say, but I could 13? Be wrong. Let me look.
All right, Eagles depth chart-wise, you know, Chief had the news for you about 45 minutes ago. They are the fifth-ranked roster in the NFL now, but I expect that to change. Maybe that's naive, but I felt like what we saw last year is a deterioration of that offensive line, but they went out and got Grenard, didn't they? They went and got Grenard, and they still have the great secondary. They lose their defensive coordinator. But I imagine losing the strength of their offensive line, they were one of the best offensive lines for a decade. That changed last year. I don't see that snapping back into form as Lane Johnson is older and Landon Dickerson had the injuries, wasn't the same player last year. The loss of Jason Kelce is really starting to be felt. My bias going in is I'm thinking the Cowboys are going to win this division.
I'm with you.
You agree with that, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, are you going to pick the Cowboys to win the division?
Let me see the schedule.
Okay.
Seriously, let me see
the Eagles
schedule.
Have like the seventh easiest schedule in football this year, and you have like the fourth hardest.
Yeah, let me see how this.
Really?
Yeah, Warren Sharp article we did. It is weird. I don't understand how that all works
so
out. They won the division. Like what?
It is strange. And yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting either team to be like a world beater. I'm thinking 10 wins can get you the division. But I am expecting this defense to take great strides. And if this offense does not regress massively, this should be a team that is pretty darn solid and competing in the NFC. So, again, like this isn't looking ahead to any type of postseason success for Cowboy fans or like screw you, whatever. I do think they can win the NFCs this year. The Eagles broke the streak of the repeat champion.
Mm-hmm.
They are so just – they could implode at any minute. And it's felt that way for years, and they still have success. But A.J. Brown getting traded, how much of an impact does that have if indeed that ends up happening? Barkley another year. Health-wise, how's he going to be? And Jalen Hurts, like – this is such a show-me year, prove-it for Jalen Hurts. Their offense with a new offensive coordinator again, I don't know. I'm not really buying into the Eagles having an amazing season to just run away with the division.
That is amazing, though. Fourth most difficult to seventh easiest because of the difference in your divisional opponent or the difference in your conference opponents based on where you finish in the division. Mm-hmm. They're going to get Chicago, Carolina, Seattle. Cowboys will get Packers, Tampa, Rams. Their extra game is the Steelers. I believe the Cowboys' extra game is the Vikings. It doesn't make sense, and that's why I don't think you can take this stuff to the bank.
Is it the extra
Ravens.
Game you get? Extra game you get an AFC team.
I think it's the Ravens.
Oh, that's right. So the Cowboys' extra game is the Ravens.
Which
they're
is
the Steelers.
Harder. Yeah, that is tougher. The Ravens is definitely the. I would say the tougher one.
I mean, the Steelers beat the Ravens last year, but I guess the Ravens were so injured.
And anytime Aaron Rodgers playing the Cowboys, that's never easy.
Okay, Blogging the Boys did three veterans that make sense for the Cowboys right now. I think they should go get all three of them. You got Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, and Joe Mixon. If you could only get one, guys, which of those three would help the Cowboys the most right now?
Ooh, okay, it's Von Miller, it's Bobby Wagner, it's Joe Mixon. I think, nobody's going to bring up Joe Mixon here. It's either Von Miller or Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, it's probably Bob. I'd probably go Bobby Wagner, Joe Mixon, Vaughn. I think Mixon would give you more than. I don't think Von Miller's got anything left now. I think you'll have a couple of games. But I feel like I remember last year thinking to myself, yeah, we need to retire the Von Miller conversation now.
Well, I mean, 36 pressures, 9 sacks.
Okay.
Yeah, nine
that would have
led the Cowboys.
Year?
And I don't know. Maybe if you watch the film, 6 of them were.
Yeah, 9 sacks?
Yeah, he did. He did, you know. So
in Washington?
He did. Yeah.
Wow.
36 total pressures, and that's not elite, but it's he probably only played half the snaps or so.
Yeah, I mean, just in a designated pass rusher role, Von Miller. I mean, especially when you still have questions about the overall pass rush for this team.
You now, don't
is
know.
That, is that more than Bobby Wagner, though?
No, Bobby Wagner would probably play every down. I mean,
Bobby Wagner
start.
Would help you a lot.
Well, Bobby Wagner would play run downs. I don't think you want Bobby Wagner
no,
I don't. Throwing the football.
But you also, right now, with your linebacker situation, he's probably going to have to, unless Barham's really able. And Barham's not a cover guy either. Overshown, what's his health looking at? I mean, that's just kind of, in a perfect world, yeah, sure. I just don't know that you have much better options.
Okay, A to Z.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports, this is a perfect segue into what they wrote today. Is a top 10 defense possible? You know, and in the C-Note every day, we talk about what people are writing about your football team. And I just, based on what you just said right there, if you sign Bobby Wagner, you'd be forced to play him on passing downs. If
probably.
You are, if your plan is anything similar to that, I just don't know how you could imagine having a good defense. Like, that middle of the field was so vulnerable last year. And the worst defenses in the NFL have that in common because it's an easy out for good quarterbacks. I don't know how you could be serious about it. I think your goal right now would be, can we get in the top 20 of defense? And if we get great answers with Barham and D Winners, then I'll be willing to reevaluate what I think this defense is capable of. But I thought that was a ballsy, like, peak offseason clickbait headline. Top 10 defense? Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I think that's a stretch. I mean, if you could get top 15, I'd be ecstatic. Now, I did D Winners. If Overshown's healthy, you could probably rock because you'll just play two linebackers because you'll go big nickel on passing downs. You'd probably go D Winners and then Overshown. But that's just the thing that's scary about Overshown. If he's hurt, maybe Barham could take that over. Maybe it's Shamar James. Maybe Justin Barron gives you something. But if not, then you probably are forced to keep Bobby Wagner on the field. But the addition of D Winters might help limit that. I out of those three, I still would lean Bobby Wagner.
Is D Winters a passing game linebacker at
he's
all?
He's definitely better. He's the best one on your team, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, from my understanding, that's going to be very crucial for Christian Parker. So maybe they feel like they want to get into the offseason, get into training camp, maybe get through that first preseason game and see how Overshown and Winners look. And maybe they could get through this thing by the skin of your teeth. But if I'm in that building today, I'm going up to the Joneses and saying, guys, we're actually pretty close. But if we have this big of a hole on our defense, and we're talking about one of the cheapest positions in all of sports. What are there's like three off-ball inside linebackers making over $20 million a year. We could drop between 8 and 12 in the trade market or free agency here. You know, maybe Wagner's 5 or 6 and fortify this group significantly. Okay, Blogging the Boys wrote, what's next for George Pickens and the Cowboys? I feel like we're locked into this experience in 2026, right? George Pickens is going to show up at some point, probably minicamp so he doesn't get fined, then training camp so he doesn't get fined.
Yeah.
But it comes down to, do you think one more great year of George Pickens will really change the league's mind about him? And I don't, you know? So at this point, I anticipate that when we get to next year, it will be up to George. Would you like to sign like a 3-year, $90 million contract to get some certainty, 4 years, $120 million contract? Or would you just like another year on the tag? So I think only George Pickens can answer that right now. But if this year didn't satisfy the league to a complete extent. You know, 31 teams, we're good.
Right.
We don't want George Pickens. 12 months isn't going to change that. You know, once players get reputations like this, it usually does not go away.
I mean, I don't know. I think if Pickens has, I mean, what if he has an even better year? Year two with Dak, year two in this offense, more time to put plans together if you're Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer, and it feels like by the end of the season, everybody's talking about, man, George Pickens was your most productive receiver this year, more productive than CeeDee Lamb. He's 1,500 yards. He's 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And when you, especially when you consider the age, you know, unless you get some weird off the field or he's constantly being benched to start games like you saw a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Like if that stuff's not happening and he's doubling down on his production and actually leveling up and he's hitting the market as a 25-year-old bona fide number one wide receiver, I think teams will
Do you think the Cowboys will let him? You think the Cowboys will let him go?
Yes. I don't think they're gonna pay two wide receivers.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
They already are. Aren't they right now?
$27 million. If he ends up getting 30 plus, that's just for a 1 year thing. And I think they're in on that for this year. They're trying to maximize, smartly so, this like 3 year Dak window, which could be extended, especially if the defense gets fixed. But I think that I just keep going back to what Steven said during the presser, and that's basically, we don't want to pay two receivers is what I got from it.
But it is weird because like you're taking a $27.5 million cap hit on your cap right now this year. Like that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
When you give him the long-term deal, you're spreading that out, and the cap hits aren't nearly as much.
Yeah.
So there, I get what you're saying, Dawson, in regards, like you are paying him, and you're paying him all of it right now this year. I don't think CeeDee Lamb's – is CeeDee Lamb hitting you for $27.5 million on your cap this year? I would have to look.
I doubt it, but I can pull it up.
Like, probably not. So it is a like a weird deal.
But Dak's numbers are going to get big here soon.
Oh, yeah, they just continue to get more and more astronomical. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got a Christian Parker question for my guys. We'll do that next.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.